Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 13th day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Shisha Asar, Mishnah Dalet. Nafal Lamayim. A man fell into the water, and he was seen. They saw him drowning in it, but they didn't see the body. Ben Sheyesh Lahansayf, whether the person was in a body of water that had a finite wall around it, or it was a finite end. Ben Sheyin Lahansayf, but whether it was in water where there was nothing, there was no like in the ocean, there's nothing around them, they can't see the end of it. Ishtay Asura. In both cases, the wife is forbidden to get married because they didn't see the body. Who knows? Maybe came out of the body alive. The Gebraith and Gemara brings that this is a opinion of Rabbi Meir only. The Chachamim argue, and they say there is a difference between Maim Sheyesh Lahem Sof, between waters that have an end, in other words, that have an enclosure, or waters that don't. If it's a body of water like a pool or any area which has an enclosed space, and they even though they didn't see the body, the wife would be automatically permitted to get married. Amar Rabbi Meir, Maisa be'echad shenofel lebar hagadol va'al alach shloshim yomim. There's a story about a man who fell into a great big pit, a big well, and they found him after he came up alive after 3 days. Remer comes to strengthen his opinion. He says, look, this proves to you that sometimes a man can live in the water for several days, so you don't know. So even if he fell into water, so yesh lahem sof, the wife is also. The wife is not allowed to get married. Even though they were there for enough time that most people would, the average person would have drowned there for sure. But because they didn't see him, we are worried, maybe he, who knows, maybe he come up after several days and they didn't see him. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maisa Basuma Sheyorod Litvel Bamor. There was a story with a blind man who went down to Tovel in a cave, in a mikveh that was in a cave. These are waters that do have a soif, that do have an enclosure. The Yorad Moishchai Acharov, and the one who was leading him went in afterwards, after the blind man, and they both drowned there. The Shohu Kedei Shetetz Anafsham, and they waited enough time, or there was enough time that they're in the water for them to die. To drown, v'hisiu nesheseyem, and based on that, the chachamim allowed their wives to get married, both the blind person who drowned and the one who went in after him to try to get him. From here we learn that one who drowns in waters that do have an enclosure, that do have a soif, the wife is permitted to get married. V'shuv ma'aseh ba'Asya, there was another story that happened in Asya, the name of a place, be'echod sheshilshaluhu layom, with a man who they had lowered into the sea by ropes. When they tried to get him out of the water, all they found was his foot. Omr Chacham, the Chacham said, if the leg was was higher than the knee, if it was chopped off higher than the knee, tenose, then she's allowed to get married, the wife is allowed to get married. Because even if he would have come up out of the ocean, out of the sea, and they didn't see him, there's no way he could live if it was cut, if his foot was amputated above the knee. He would become what's called a trefer. The Mefarshim explain that even so, we would recommend that she shouldn't get married, the wife should not get married till after 12 months. Because a trefer, a person who is in the category of a trefer, that means suffering from some disease or some injury that would render him lifeless after 12 months, as such a person would not last more than 12 months. Minhar kubala mata, if however the foot that they found, they fished out, was only from the knee downwards, below the knee, leitinase, then the wife cannot get married. Why? Because that's not evidence that he's a trefer. It's not evidence that the man was definitely going to die. And for that reason, and it was waters that ain lahem sof, is waters that don't have any enclosure around it. So we are not certain that he has died, and the wife cannot marry. Mishnah Hay. Afilo shama min anoshim, even if a person heard from women talking between themselves, omeres, and they're saying, oh, did you hear? Imezish pleni. This fellow died. Even if they didn't intend to say this as testimony, they're just talking between themselves, dayoi. That's sufficient. That's sufficient evidence for a man who hears that conversation to go to a beis din and based on that talk, to testify that this guy has died in order to permit his wife to get married. And again, this is one of the coolest, one of the leniencies that the rabbis put in place to stop the problem of agunos, of a chained woman. Why? Why were they lenient? Because, well, number one, it's an aguna, but number two, they also said that a woman would, there's an assumption that a woman would not get married until she would properly investigate and be sure and confident that her husband had died, because she stands to lose so much if she gets married when the husband is alive. Rabbi Huda Omer, afilu shama min hatinokos Omer, even if he hears from children that are saying, oh, arehon olchen espoed v'likbros ish ploni, we're going to the eulogy or to the burial of this, of so and so. Now the Gemara explains that what the Mishnah really means is that the children are saying, we are coming now from the eulogy, from the burial of so and so. They have to hear them also hear. They also have to hear from the children some words that were said at the hasbit, some details of the burial. For example, this so and so was given a hasbit, and this is what they did at the coffin. Just some details about it that shows that there was a burial indeed, because in that, only in such a situation can he go and testify that this fellow has died, and that would permit his wife to get married. And this is Ben Shulmas Gavin or Ben Shenem's Gavin, the one who says that someone died, whether he meant it as a testimony, whether he's just talking off the cuff, which we say Masech Lefi Tuma in Hebrew, that means talking just off the cuff. In either case, his testimony will be valid in enough to be able to allow the wife to get married. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova Omer, he says, be Yisrael, that when we're talking about a Yisrael, a Jew, who says that so-and-so has died, we will not allow him to get married, to allow the wife to get married, ad sheheim misgavan, until the Jew intends to give testimony. Uvagoy, but if it's a non-Jew who says, so-and-so died, imhoyim misgavan, if he intended to give testimony, not only is it not needed, but it's not good. If he intends to do it, to give edus, then it's the opposite. Then it's not going to work, and we will not allow her to get married based on a testimony of a goy, unless he is speaking off the cuff. Masech Lefi Tumay. Now, although the gifts in our Mishnah by the Yisrael is that when the Yisrael gives testimony, then we will listen to him, but. But with the, if he just speaks off the cuff, it sounds like we won't. In fact, in the Mishnah, the Gemara has a different girsa. The girsa in the Gemara is that when you hear it for Yisrael, not ad shehem is gavan, not that if a Jew testifies that a person died, he has to have kavana. It's afal pi shehum is gavan. The girsa there in the Mishnah in the Gemara is, even though the Yisrael has kavana to give testimony, which means that for sure if he's just talking off the cuff, which is a completely different way of paskening. And in fact, this girsa of the Gemara is held by the Rif and the Rosh, and Rabbi Shlomo Luria all learn this way, that by a Yid, whether he does it bekavana, or even if he does bekavana, and for sure if he's just speaking off the cuff, we will trust him. With the Goy, it's the opposite. With a goy, well, almost the opposite. With a goy, only if he talks off the cuff, we'll believe him. But if he has kavanah to give edus, we do not trust a goy's edus.